Once again at the glorious Milton Keynes International Festival, no doubt. We're just behind the Spiegel tent, next to a generator, by the sounds of things. In
a porter cabin.
Yes.
I was going to try and build that up.
It's a lovely porter cabin. It's got some net curtains.
Tied on with heaven. A bit of, what do you call that, duct tape?
It's done well. I mean, duct tape, wonderful. I heard about someone sealing up a very, very deep injury earlier on today with duct tape.
I must say, though, the neck curtains get us very excited. We get really steamed up. We're getting to fever pitch now. We're going to have to start drinking soon.
What time are you guys going on?
At the end of the evening, then neck curtains will be on the floor, mate.
Oh, we know how to rock and roll.
Yes. No, one of those neck curtains will be on our roadie's head and you'll be getting married to him. That's what will happen.
People are going to demand to see these now, so I'm going to have to explain that they're not your normal neck curtains. There is some wildlife embedded within those neck curtains. Mm.
There is. Yeah, lovely. Big. What is that?
Butterflies. You don't get out enough.
No, I don't, do I?
I'm sat here in the glorious presence of Troy...
Donnickley. Troy Donnickley.
Adrian Edmondson. Edmondson.
Who are... Are you the major part? The minor part? I'm trying to use musical...
We are the nucleus. Yes, the nuclei.
We are the nub of the matter.
Yes, we are.
And now, the genre of the band.
We're a folk band, but we do punk.
People say folk punk or folky punk. There's got to be a correct way of me labelling you in iTunes.
I don't think there is a label. I mean, we just do what we do, and people like it or not.
Yeah.
We don't do it for a reason. We don't do it to have a label. It's just a convenient way of describing what we do.
Mostly like it, I hear as well. It wouldn't have been right of me to come in here without doing a little bit of Googling to see what people have been saying recently, and I couldn't find any negativity. Well, how come such a weird mashup of amazing genres is accepted? Because if I said to somebody, you've got to come and see this punk band, they're mostly folky.
Well, there's a strong element of surprise involved, because the material is... most of it is pretty well known, and people of a certain generation flip their lids and freak out when they hear what we've done to these old classic new wave and punk songs, basically. That's what happens. And it never seems to fail.
I think the thing is, a lot of these songs are just brilliant songs, and a lot of people remember them from their first performances, which are all very brilliant, but we, by sort of reimagining them, because we don't particularly cover them in a straight way, we do sort of pull them to bits and put them back together as if they were folk songs, and it makes them sound very different, and it makes people listen to them in a way they haven't listened to them before. So they have, one at the same time, familiarity with the content, but then a kind of surprise, new approach, so they hear it in a different way. I think that's what they enjoy.
Exactly. And also there's another point well worth mentioning, and that is that we've emphasised the import of the lyrical content of a lot of these songs.
I'm so glad you said that.
Because a lot of the lyrics, which are fine lyrics, you know, there are some superb lyrics out there in those old punk songs, were buried under the thrash and the racket. And we brought that out, and time again we get people, bringing that up all the time.
I was going to be original when I would say that there's definitely a place for thrash and racket and the energy and the power and the aggression. But I got emotional listening to a cover that you do, and I'm desperately trying to... Is it R.E.M.? There is a cover that you do where the lyrics came to me more than they have ever done in any other version, and I thought... This is a brilliant song. Why haven't I heard it like this?
Yeah, I think that's what's helped us transcend the tribute band kind of world. You know?
We did this. We did Glastonbury once with J.C. Carroll came on stage, because we do this version of "Sound of the Cellars" by the Members, which J.C. Carroll wrote, and he came on stage with us and did it. And I don't know, he's blowing smoke up somewhere, but he said afterwards in the bar that he preferred our version because it sort of. It did some justice to the lyrics, because it's a very plaintive song about how incredibly stultifying it is to be a suburban teenager, and how the suburbs can kind of make you feel like nothing's happening in the world. And he said when they did it, you know, they were young boys and they were trying to get off with women, and they were dancing up and down, doing it very quickly, and trying to be impressive. And he said it didn't really suit the lyrics. Well, I mean, I love that version, but it's... No, it has to sound right coming out of my mouth, and I'm 57, So it sounds right coming out of my mouth.
I had trouble convincing somebody it was you singing.
Ah, well.
Now you've got this preconception of the way that you speak.
I know. I rarely talk like this. I'm putting on a voice as it is.
Yeah.
So how long is your set normally?
Oh, we do about an hour and a half, generally.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. That's as much
123
as
punk songs.
That's as much as I like to listen to. I hate that people are gone forever.
Instruments on stage. Could you... Because there was a storm the other night and they had to turn off all the power in the Spiegel tent.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, due to electrical storms potentially hitting the generators. And I thought, well, hang on a second. If anybody could keep going, surely people who play...
Yeah, well, we could actually. We could actually carry on playing. Just about, couldn't we?
We have mandolins, Ilan pipes, double bass.
Yeah, so we can manage it.
And if everybody's reeling enough, not just from the shock of how you've presented yourselves, but also the reels themselves. Are we trying to throw in another music term? Now, there is technology in the room.
Yes.
So, this particular festival itself, you've played before?
We have. Last time we played it, we were deeply impressed. And that, which is why it's so fantastic to come back, to return. It's wonderful. And we've heard that tonight's completely sold out, so it should be a tad warm in there, I should think.
Yeah, I think they're still sensible, health and safety, with the amount of people they allow in there. Yet, it's a beauty. The Spiegel tent is just... is it Spiegel or Spiegel?
Spiegel.
Yes. I think it's Spiegel.
Spiegel, yeah.
And you guys are
richtig.
Yeah.
Immer lustig in der Spiegel tent.
Nein, ich spiele den Dudelsack.
What was that? And you're Italian. There's an Italian book here. You are learning Italian. You have the German. Is this purely for touring? Kudos.
We get very bored. We've got a lot of time before gigs, and we've just got to try to rein in the urge to enjoy ourselves too much.
Yeah. What he means is we try not to get too drunk. By teaching ourselves a foreign language.
I did notice a few bottles of wine. It has gone lunch, so it's okay.
The beer cooler.
Oh, it's there. Oh, giddy, aren't it? And it's ale. It's proper. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely ale in the fridge there.
Yeah. Now, we have a rider. Actually, this is a slightly poor rider.
It's very shoddy.
Because it's all one type. Our rider normally says 24 bottles of interesting local ales.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, wow. Well, there are some...
And here, what county are we in?
It's Northamptonshire.
And we're drinking something from Kent.
That's not all.
I mean, that's not right, is it?
And again, you know your ales. And there's some amazing Northamptonshire breweries. And the moment this is uploaded, the clock will start ticking. Yeah. Who knows what may happen? I might be sent on a beer run myself, and I do know some good local breweries around here.
Excellent.
There's a commonality in the room right now. Troy, you've had a lot of shepherd's
pies. Yes.
I used to be a shepherd. The name of the band?
The Bad Shepherds.
And you used to be a shepherd.
I used to be a shepherd, yes. I used to have some sheep.
Were you a bad shepherd, is that...?
Well, No, I was quite good, actually. I never lost a lamb, which is pretty good, isn't it?
You're full on, the whole arm up, everything.
Yeah. Well, no, I... Well, you see, can I tell you something about breeding sheep?
Please do. I didn't have to do that bit.
It's nothing very funny, it's just the truth. The reason people have trouble with lambing with sheep is they put too big a ram onto small sheep. If you have the same breed, they put a Suffolk onto a Beulah, and you get troubles because they're different breeds, and it's going to be a big lamb. I used to have white faced Dartmoors. You put a white faced Dartmoor ram and a white faced Dartmoor sheep, they just pop out.
Wow!
I never had to put my arm up.
Any reason why you knock that on the head? A lot of people fantasise about running to the hills.
I'll tell you the truth, because we couldn't eat enough. I mean, there's one reason to breed cows and sheep, and that's to eat them. And I couldn't get into the business side of it, because I was doing it for, A, my own fun, and B, to put stuff on our own table. And we just got too much. Once you kill a cow, there's so much bloody beef. It takes you, half a year to eat one.
A lot of friends and a few feasts.
I know, yeah.
That's quite a thing, though, isn't it? It's quite a responsibility to take on, rearing and animals.
I mean, a lot of my sheep at the end were kind of retired.
Yeah,
they were living in a kind of old people's home, basically. They passed their kind of fertile period, and I just had a load of old sheep.
Yeah, well, I once kept some sea monkeys. I had some sea monkeys. Yeah,
could you eat enough of them?
Well, you could get about 10,000 of them on one small car's water biscuit.
You were a monkey shepherd.
I was a monkey shepherd. I was. Yeah.
Now that is a name for a side project.
Yeah. That's a new band.
It is. Yeah. So what should we look out for tonight within your set, and what should we look out for online? Because, I mean, you guys have been going since 2008, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 6 years.
There's got to be a discography kicking around out there that, that people are yet to discover.
Well, the book's about to be written about us, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, time. I need the toilet.
There is a bottle being handed over. Well, on the toilet note, and of course, this is before any of the beers have been opened, so this is a natural and.
Well, one has to start on empty.
Yes, of course.
Gentlemen, thank you so much indeed.
You're welcome.
Thank you.